I was interested in it for reasons that I have stated, this immense variety of styles. And my thought about it was that some of these murals fitted into the architecture and some of them didn't, to my view. And at that time, I was probably rather arrogant and thought that perhaps they should fit in. But if you take the whole scene, the social aspect of it, of people's homes being destroyed, of people's communities being destroyed, of everything being uneasy, the people to judge are those who are living there. But nevertheless, I had my idea, and I thought that to intervene with big murals, which would be up there for anything up to 5 or 10 years, and people would be looking at them. And if they were hideous, it would be annoying. Whereas if they actually paid some kind of respect to the architecture, at least nobody would be really annoyed. And it was paying respect to what the buildings had been and those buildings that were still there. So that was my thought. And there was an open competition that was organised by the Scottish Arts Council. And I went in for it. It was for Ancroft Street, which is Mary Hill, and there were two murals there that had to be done. But I only went in for one of them. So I did a design for one of the gable ends, which was quite highly in relief with the chimney breasts and shoulders, and it was not a flat wall. So that was interesting, to make something that actually fitted that design. So they gave me two murals to do. So I adapted the first design to the other one, which was a flat wall. And I thought, right, okay, what could you do? And the simplest thing was to get a good colour, which was the cleaned red sandstone, and paint it the same colour, flat. So I was a silkscreen printer. I made accurate drawings of the gable. And the first colour was that colour printed flat. That was the first design. And then I just built up more and more complexity with different layers of silkscreen. And with silkscreen you can exchange. So you've got the background design, the foreground design, the design that is in front of that, and you can rearrange them and so on. So I made up a lot of designs. But the basic source was the architectural features that were within 100 yards radius, more or less.